You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
The destiny of America is always safer in the hands of the people than in the conference rooms of any elite.
Sam Steeder.
They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the four-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, dash cam video released showing the arrest of Sandra Bland and raising questions as to why was she arrested in the first place, and also why was the video edited, though presented by Texas officials as unedited. Also on the program today, President Obama's plan to close Gitmo looks like it's in trouble. And on the Hill, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders continue to push for legislation that we all support, I imagine. Not going to go anywhere now, but we're setting the table for 2017, ladies and gentlemen. And this should come as no surprise. Online harassers of women are literally losers. And I would imagine this actually goes for offline as well.
Probably also figuratively losers.
What's that?
Probably also figuratively losers as well. Probably in all senses.
I don't know about that, but I'm talking about a study. And so you wouldn't see figurative. Folks, we're doing a... Matt now is not here today, so Michael is going to raise my volume just a hair so that we can because he's looking at the S on the nice cast and making sure that when I peek, I get in that area as he did. OK. And he doesn't know about the gain button. The gain's got to go up just a little bit. You will fix this in post. OK, now we're there. All right. A little bit. That's good. And we're going to be doing a teaser Wednesday today. And I want to talk about this Sandra Bland footage because based upon the conversation we had yesterday and on the protest that took place at Netroots Nation and this idea that when people talk about Black Lives Matter, this Black Lives Matter movement, that this is not a metaphor. Black Lives Matter is not a metaphor, a movement to push for broader policies to deal with systemic racism. It is specifically about the fact that many African Americans in this country, I don't know. I don't know what percentage, but I imagine it's larger than half, live with a constant sense that they could be victims of violence from the one source where we as white people walk around saying, well, that's what's going to protect us. And it's frankly, I think very hard to argue it's an illegitimate fear or it's an irrational fear. I mean, look, there's always a quotient. there's a dynamic between the amount of fear that you have for things that are random versus things that are planned or you know, I mean, the idea of random violence is much more fearful. I mean, think about, for instance, relative to the chances of it happening to you, think about how much terror the Washington, D.C. snipers inflicted upon that area. And I don't remember how many people were killed. Was it two people killed by the Washington, D.C. snipers?
It was more. It was several.
Several people.
Yeah.
But statistically speaking, the chances of you living on the East Coast within a 4 or 5 hour radius of Washington, D.C. and getting killed by the snipers were rather low, probably higher percentage of chance of you getting into a fatal car accident. But the fear was paralyzing. And, you know, in one of the interviews, I think it was that maybe it was David Dayen had done with one of the organizers of the protest, of the Black Lives Matters protest. I don't know if it was Tia Oso. I can't remember. Maybe I can't remember. Maybe it was Alon who was saying this yesterday. But they could get killed. And I think there are some people who say that's an overreaction. But the reality is two things. One, there's a very legitimate fear because of the random nature of this. And two, you know, it turns out Sandra Bland was a Black Lives Matter activist. She was just doing what anyone else would do in her situation, driving to her new job. She sees, and now I'm speaking from knowledge that we have gained from this dash cam footage. She is driving down the road. A police officer, she passes a police officer going in the opposite direction. The police officer bangs a Huey, speeds up significantly to overtake her. And as he's pulling up on her, she pulls over into the right lane to let him pass. And she doesn't signal when she does that. And so he takes that opportunity to pull her over. And then he approaches the car. And you can hear the exchange. Look, you cannot get arrested for being, I don't know, brusque, for not being friendly. There is no legal requirement for you to be super polite. And listen to this exchange. Do we have this audio? I know I didn't plan to play it, but this is just where I
went.
All right, play this audio. You can hear, this is from the dash cam video. The cop is talking to Sandra Bland sitting in her vehicle. And it's stunning. This guy wants not just compliance, not just deference. He just wants her to have an attitude that says, I know I'm in business. I'm in charge. This has nothing to do with his personal safety. There's not a single moment where that officer could ever make an argument that she was in any way a threat to his personal safety. And the reason why I say that is because in the course of him wanting more compliance, he whips out his taser. And you can hear him saying at one point, I'm going to light you up. All right, so play this video.
He has already left location. That's
All right, this is the wrong audio. Okay. All right, stop.
You okay?
Okay.
I'm waiting on you. This is your job. I'm waiting on you. What do you want me to do?
Oh, you seem very irritated.
I am. I really am. But I feel like it's tough. But what I'm getting the ticket for, I was getting out of your way. You were speeding up, tailing me. So I move over, and you stop me. So, yeah, I am a little irritated, but that doesn't stop you from giving me a ticket. So.
All right, pause it right there. I want to make sure that people understand what that exchange was. He walks up to the car. He says, you seem a little irritated. And she says, yeah, I am irritated. You pulled me over, even though I just pulled over to let you pass me. And yeah, I find that really irritating. Now, I guess she could have said, oh, no, officer, I'm not irritated. This is great for me. But instead, she answered him honestly. Yeah, I'm irritated. But that's not going to stop you from giving me a ticket. Well, the officer doesn't like that. Because that's an infraction of the civil code of you can't express irritation to an officer if he asks you about it. I'm not sure what the number is, apparently. Go ahead.
Are you done?
You asked me what was wrong, and I told you.
Okay.
So now I'm done, yeah.
Okay. You mind putting out your cigarette, please? If you don't mind.
Pause it. Okay, so he challenges her. Are you done? Are you done back-talking me? Yes, officer, I'm done. But now the officer is thinking like, oh, okay. Well, you know what? I want more deference. I mean, this is how a parent, I think, who gets caught up in their own sense of how they should be respected by their child and then says, like, I'm going to, you know what? It's not enough that you've complied with what I've just said. I'm going to push you a little further. I'm going to test to see. This is what this is about. And in some way, this dynamic is exactly what was going on with Eric Garner when the cops came out there and said, like, we're going to show everybody on this street what we can do. We're going to show everybody on this street how much deference you should have to us. And so this cop says, would you mind putting out your cigarette? Now, maybe the smoke was blowing in his face. He's outside. She's in the car. But she's under no obligation to put out her cigarette. She's under no obligation to. He's writing up his ticket, gives it to her. She signs it. That's the end of this exchange. Continue.
I'm in my car. Why do I have to put out my cigarette?
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself.
Step out or I will remove you.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order. Get out of the car now, or I'm going to remove you.
And I'm calling my lawyer.
I'm going to yank you out of here.
Okay, you're going to yank me out of my car?
Get out.
Okay, all right.
25.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Get out of the car.
Don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. You don't have the right to take
me. You are under arrest.
I'm under arrest for what?
25.
For what?
7 County FM 1098. Just over 290. Send me another unit. Get out of the car. Get out of the car now.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket.
I said, get
failure?
Out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car.
And so he yells at it. And so we don't have the taser audio?
No, it should have been there. It's right after that.
All right. Well, so then at this point, to force her out of the car, he whips out his taser to threaten her.
I'll light you up.
And after this, you see the cop gets, she gets out of the car. He then cuffs her behind her back, brings her to the side. You can't see anymore, but you can start to hear that at one point, she's not complying enough with him. Even now, her hands are cuffed behind her back. One point, a second cop comes. They've got her face shoved into the ground. Now, there are multiple times after this where the tape is cut. 10 seconds here, 12 seconds there. People who edit tape for a living looked at it. But it's frankly, you don't need to be an editor. It's poorly done. You have cars driving by in the periphery, and they're gone. And then they reappear. That's just poor editing. And my guess is, I don't know why they would do this. This doesn't happen naturally. This is all digital footage. There's no actual magnetic tape anymore. We're like, oh, that's one of those blotchy areas. No, that's edited. I would guess because of the audio. We can't see stuff that's happening for the most part. It would have been weird to miss any action over 10 seconds. My guess is there's audio there. And someone not very well versed in video editing didn't know enough to take some of the background noise and replace the audio only. They did it with video editing, and they put this tape out. It's that in and of itself is really amazing. But then the rest of the story, you know what it is. She's put in a holding cell for 3 days. And according to the police, killed herself. Who knows what happened in that prison? It's being investigated now in that jail. It's being investigated as a homicide. But the bottom line is, she should have never been asked to get out of her car. Never. The guy wants to pull her over because, you know, just the act of him pulling her over also, I think, was clearly an indication that this guy had an attitude problem. For some reason on this video, they have an example of him pulling over somebody else at the beginning of the video. Another woman, for whatever reason. And he just gives her a warning, and it's a very pleasant exchange. But here's the bottom line. There is a problem with police officers who think that they have a right to be spoken to, or they have a right to arrest people who speak to them in a manner that they find rude. That's not what your job is as a cop. Your authority does not go to controlling how people relate to you beyond whether or not they're complying with what you have legitimate authority to ask them to do. Are you done? Yes, I'm done. Well, then you know what? Jump through another hoop for me.
Right.
Because I want to see you dance. That's not appropriate. All right, we're going to take a quick break, head into the fun half of the program. I was going to start the show off today with actually audio of Elizabeth Warren in a committee hearing about financial services, There's real stuff happening still in Congress. And they are debating a rule which would force financial advisors to only offer advice on pensions that are beneficial to the pension holder, as opposed to advice that is, I know, it's ridiculous to say, because it seems to me we have greater consumer protections when you buy a toaster than consumer protections for people protecting their retirement savings, their lifelong savings. We'll listen to that audio. There's also a strike of federal workers taking place in D.C. today. And Bernie Sanders and the Congressional Progressive Caucus are calling for the federal government to raise the minimum wage for their contractors. In other words, we're not going to put out, and you'll remember the story of one guy who's actually serving food to senators is homeless. We're not going to put out, we're not going to provide contracts to contractors providing services on the Hill unless you raise the minimum wage. We've got that and more. We'll take your phone calls, 646-257-3920, and your IMs. Pick up the app at majorityapp.com. Folks, you missing out on the fun half? Well, you can not miss out on the fun half by becoming a member today. In fact, the fun half is just a bonus, a thank you to those people who support the daily show, the show that you get for free. We need your support. We rely on your membership for 90% of our revenue. Somebody asked me the other day specifically what the numbers were, and I think it's 90%. I got to actually sit down and do it. But, you know, when we have 4 or 5 people cancel over the course of a week, we get a little freaked out. So if you have the financial means to support the program, please do become a member today at jointhemajorityreport.com. Or go to majority.fm, click on the Become a Member link. Also, justcoffee.coop, fair trade coffee, tea, or chocolate. Use the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. That's justcoffee.coop. And if you buy crap from Amazon, buy it through our link at majorityreportkickback.com. We'll be right back after this.